On our program today, we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater once again, and Boone Community Theater is in the midst of a production called Miss Holmes, and we're joined by Kelsey Peterson, the director. Kelsey, welcome back.
Hello again.
And Janae, Dr. Dorothy Watson.
Yes, don't forget the doctor.
You see, I got, don't forget the doctor.
You did it. Good job. I'm so proud. Hello.
Miss Watson.
If I could do a British accent for you, I would there. But
anyway, it was a good idea to put the two of us together again.
Huh? I know. After the last one.
Well, you know, we made it work.
We made it work.
And I will say, three of the five planned performances out of the way. Well, out of the way?
Yeah.
I don't know. How hard is it doing two in one day?
It is a challenge for sure, but personally,
be realistic. It's exhausting.
I thrive in that kind of environment, so I loved it. But it was exhausting. I wore a corset for like 10 hours yesterday straight. So yeah. I was like, took it off and I was like, oh, I can breathe.
She literally looked at me and she goes, I can breathe again. And I was like, well, aren't you glad I didn't lace it? Because I would have made you be a sucker tight thing.
Even more so. Hey, again, we've done the first three performances. Yep. You did a Friday night one. You did a matinee on Saturday and then an evening performance on Saturday.
Yes.
And had a number of people there. So attendance so far, pretty
attendance
good?
Attendance has been amazing. Boone has shown up and shown out. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We have hit my goal for the overall total goal monetarily wise for the show in the first weekend.
All right, good.
So Boone, thank you so much. You've blown me out of the water. I wasn't expecting this kind of reception, so...
Yes.
I'm very, very pleased.
Yeah.
Two performances to go. One Friday evening, next Friday evening at 7, and another one will be at...
final show is at a matinee at 2.
So are we having more high tea with this, by the way?
No.
It was the first weekend, right?
If you got tickets for Saturday and had the high tea option, then you were in luck because we are not doing it again.
Womp womp.
Uh-oh.
But if you want food from this caterer who catered it,
it's
they're
in Ames.
Called the Mucky Duck Pub in Ames. Yep. And they were so generous to donate the food for us to provide these high teas, and it was a hit. Everyone was going on and on about how great all the food was and the tea. And it's like English food.
Yeah,
right?
It was actual proper British food.
Yeah, which is so awesome.
Marcus,
back in time,
Marcus, the owner of the Mucky Duck, also owns, I think it's literally called the British Store in Ames.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
I didn't know this.
Sorry, Marcus, if I'm wrong.
But
he also used items from there to do this thing. And
got it set. Anyway, that. What you missed out if you weren't there.
Yep.
Too bad.
We had intermission.
Sorry.
There was some tea and scones and things that were left.
Yes.
So we had a chance to have some of that. And what? Cookies.
Yes.
Biscuits.
So biscuits.
Biscuits,
scones, and finger sandwiches.
Yeah. So go to there if you want to try it.
Yeah. You'll have to go there to Mucky
Duck. Good food.
So, and they, I mean, but once you approached them and asked them and said, here's what we're thinking about doing.
It was super easy. Marcus was all over it. He was so excited that we actually wanted to do a proper high tea. Brandon and I went and met with him shortly after we had gotten our time slot, and we're like, hey, so we're the only show this year that can actually do a proper dinner theater. What are your thoughts on doing a high tea? And he went, oh, yeah, we can do that. I was like, great, what do you want for reimbursement? Nothing.
Don't worry.
Like, that's what? Unheard of. That's just crazy.
That's insane.
Generous.
That's crazy.
Let
crazy
people
generous.
Know.
So.
Yeah. So I got to see the performance on Saturday evening, part of the crowd that was there. Again, interesting with scene after scene after scene. And again, for a lot of people, if you're thinking it's just going to come out and it's one long scene, it's not. It's
not
multiple scenes.
Like
it's pop-ups here and there.
Yeah.
And constantly moving locations. I got to say, your stage crew was...
Weren't they fantastic?
I think they were probably worn out afterwards.
Oh, they were very worn out, but they are wonderful, wonderful people. I love them dearly. They've been fantastic.
Can't do it without them. Not
no,
even close.
And two of them are the Stanley kids, Jessica's kids, and they're just, they are so gung-ho about this show. They just want to be involved. They're just
and
in
they helped
it.
With everything.
They've done everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, say for you know, and for you the three leads really you've got because you've got a lot of in and out, but obviously Jessica playing Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Dorothy Watson, Watson and Janae. or what was it? D.W.
Graham.
D.W. Graham.
Yes. Mr. D.W. Graham.
the writer. And also Dana.
Yes.
Sure.
Lizzie Chapman.
I can't give, don't, no spoiler alerts
no
or nothing
spoiler
there.
Alerts. No.
So we'll just say you have to go see the performance because you
got
to stay there. I mean, it takes until almost the end, right?
Yes,
it's
yes,
the
it does.
The scene before the last scene where
you finally find out
everything. Yes.
If you're paying attention throughout the whole thing, you might pick up on clues. But
yeah. There's some
I will
hints.
Say that it took me 2 reads through the script for me to actually figure out what all the foreshadowing was.
Yeah.
So,
I was still figuring it out during the performances. So.
Yeah, she was. It was very funny. And I'm going, hey, that's a funny foreshadowing.
And I will say, playing off each other, Jessica really gets in a zone.
Oh, yeah. I love her so much.
She's absolutely perfect.
She's amazing. Like, No one else could do it like that. Couldn't have cast it better, if I say so myself.
All right, so things went pretty well for that. Mm-hmm. And again, you've had a couple of quick fill-ins, a couple of things.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I'm
going to
go,
yeah.
That's my therapist.
I mean, that's
now.
Part of the director.
Yeah, so we had the angst of being a director. We had one actor suddenly have laryngitis this week, and so I was like, you're not going to play all 3 roles. You're going to play one, and you're going to be mic'd for it, because I'm not going to have you stress your voice. So my beloved theater son, Colin Holman, stepped in last minute. I kid you not. He got his script Wednesday and did all 3 performances this weekend. So he's been great.
And he did really good.
Like, and then Lisa Ladd, dear Mrs. Hudson, emailed me Saturday morning and went, I'm dying. I'm very sick. Do you want me? And I went, no, we don't. So our costume designer, Karen Kerr, stepped in last minute.
Yes.
Literally last minute.
Like
and, 30 and took
minutes
over.
Before, right?
Yep.
30 minutes before the performance. That is 30 minutes.
Yep.
So not even a full hour.
Right there. And,
she had
and
been at the rehearsals, so
thankfully.
She had an idea of the blocking and stuff. But
she kept
still.
Thinking the door was behind the hats and not in front
yeah,
of them.
She,
that was
she
funny.
That was amazing.
Would you go
but,
open the door?
Yes, and she's like, let me just go through the hallway to do that. Yeah, let me just go like outside and then I'll open it and then I'll come back in.
I'm not sure what she was doing,
Dana
but
and
it's all right.
Looked at each other like, what was going on?
I will say for those that come, and again, you've got the one set, the way it's set up. You got a couple of places people can sit.
Yep.
And... Mm-hmm.
It's a two-sided thrust, is what it's called.
Yeah. And the scene constantly changes on where it's at. I can tell when Bedlam was coming.
Yes. We kind of made that obvious.
With the noises?
Some of the noises in the background. So tech crew and everything else, the lights were there and everything.
Lucas Stanley was in charge of sound.
All
and
the Stanley kids.
Blown it. Yeah, literally all 3 are involved. And he's blown it out of the water. Reese Jacobson has been handling lights and he's killed it every night.
Yeah, literally.
Literally killed it every night.
No notes.
So anyway, it's been good. So a lot of work, actually. Costumes, I got to say, were really good.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Do you remember where we got that grant from? Because I don't remember.
I don't. But
we got a grant from somewhere. Michelle Jacobson knows.
We're going to post it on our Facebook page, and that's where you can find where we got the grant.
Yes. Oh, you've got the Boone County Forest, Pratt Fenton Trust, Boone County Community Endowment Fund.
Husbrunting?
No.
Central Iowa Massage and the Mucky Duck. Those were the ones that were showing up there.
No, that's not it.
That's just some of them.
Let's see if she put it in here.
But yeah, so we had a really generous grant that was able to cover the cost of the costumes because we had to, you know, get outsourced them. We couldn't just go with what we had.
Sure.
No, we don't have anything for this.
Yeah, and so...
We do now, but we didn't before.
Oh my gosh, I seriously want to steal my jacket really badly.
Well, if you pay us for it, you can have it.
And pay attention because I knew all of a sudden I said, oh, look, she left and left her bag.
You noticed that?
I noticed that.
Okay,
somebody finally noticed it.
So the really cool thing about that bag is...
Oh, the bag, yes.
...is that it's Susan Herrick's father's actual doctor's bag.
Oh, is that
from when doctors used to do house calls. They don't do that very much anymore, unfortunately.
Really. Yeah, it's got a bunch of, like, tools
but
in it.
But it actually has,
like
his old
tools
in it. And, like, there's still a little vial of medicine that has his name on it.
Yep.
It's super cool.
Is that?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I have a couple props in there, but that mostly it's just... And I actually use his gauze.
Yep.
for a part. So I pull it out and use it. And I was supposed to use it?
Yeah, you're fine.
And then I was like, well, I'm going to use it anyway.
It's clean.
So you have to pay attention, folks, if you come in.
Anyway. Yes, you will see old gauze if you come and pay really close attention to my bag.
But
yeah,
anyway.
it's just really cool because Susan has been really generous. We were borrowing her dad's bag and her mom's typewriter.
Yeah,
so
and Mycroft's cane is from
family heirlooms. Yes,
like way back when as well. Yep. Like his grandpa,
his great grandfather's,
his sword cane thing.
Yes, his sword cane.
Yes, he's very
super
particular.
Cool. Just love the little touches that people have been doing. It's been cool. Great.
Well, we will say two more performances coming up, one on Friday night at 7, and then the matinee 2 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. They can still get tickets. You can get them at the door. Mm-hmm. You can also get them online.
Yeah, the Saturday one is almost sold out.
Yes.
So if you want the last matinee, you're going to want to book it.
Which always.
Because
the final performance is always kind of one where everybody lets go.
Like, we're a little silly.
Yeah, there's
a little silly, but we're not going to be too silly.
No.
Just a little.
You're not allowed to be gay.
I know. We'll just
you got to have the everything going.
Yes, we got to pull out all of our stops.
All the stops
we've been wanting to do, and ham it up a little. You know.
Oh yeah, you can ham it up. Just don't be gay. Sorry.
7-Eleven Story Street, the site for this and actually everything did come together. Pretty amazing with the holidays and the way you were able to squeeze only a couple of illnesses. That's pretty good.
I know, it was insane that we only had no broken bones.
Yeah,
and
it's not over yet. Be careful.
Well, if I have to go on stage, I have to go on stage.
And I do understand you saying having Brandon there to teach some of the physical.
Yeah, now you know what I mean. You've seen the show. Yes. There are definitely differences in
Act
our directing.
Act 2, Scene
7. That's okay. I think it all kind of came together.
Act 2, Scene 7, the damn it all scene.
Yes, damn it all scene. Yes.
So are you going to direct again? Or are you want to just get through this?
So people keep asking me that, and it's really funny because I'm like, what, did you think I didn't have fun or something? Because
will you?
It is
because Isaiah, who plays Mycroft, and Reginald, and Michael Stamford, has asked me multiple times. He's like, are you going to direct again? Are you going to direct again? I'm like, yeah, hopefully, if BCT lets me.
That's good. One of the things, as people come in, and I got to mention it right away, is because one of your things to remember is buy a brick.
Oh, buy a brick. Yeah,
and
buy
a brick.
You have started putting them up on the wall.
So as soon as you walk in, there's a wall of marble bricks, and you can purchase one. I think they're $100 for the small one and $300 for the big one.
I think something like that.
And you can put your business name on it. You can dedicate it to. I dedicated one to my late grandma. So
it's very
pretty. You can write whatever you want on it. Obviously appropriate. But
yes.
And it'll go up on the wall forever until the world comes crashing down.
Yep. Well, but.
And they're white marble.
Oh,
things
they're gorgeous.
With gold leaf lettering. They're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
People can actually get a chance to see one up there. See that? Well,
if
there are
you
several.
If you come see our
right
show,
now.
You can see one in person.
And, and then you can buy one as well.
And then
well
you can
in
buy
person.
One in person as well.
Yep. It's really, really, they're really, really pretty and timeless.
They're very, very pretty.
So that's something we're doing to fundraise a little bit. We have been having some building fun problems. So we need extra donations.
Big
for
building
stuff,
to
so
take care of.
It's big
it's
and old.
It's so old.
We have been fighting through to get the show on lately.
Yeah, we have a leak in the roof.
No.
Really bad leak.
Yeah. Okay. So
I spent most of my day one day just carrying buckets of water down from there and dumping them outside.
From the second story.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very good thing we don't really have anything up there.
We do have, and again, it is the big building downtown, folks.
Yeah.
And takes up a sizable space. So taking care of it, that's a big task.
If you're a handy and you're interested in helping us,
hey.
We're not going to say no.
Well, it's, you know, because, hey, people that are part of community theater, you have a few that are retired, but otherwise, most
everybody.
We're all working.
We're all volunteers. So
we all work
need all the help we can
lives.
Get. And a lot of us just do way more than we should be. So
Dana.
Michelle. So, yes.
And again, for the other, I mean, you know, just everything, putting on a production, just having those helping hands.
Yes,
I got
many
so lucky.
Hands make light work.
So many people.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so let's talk about while everything else is going on. We've been rehearsing.
Yeah, it's your time to shine, Madam Director.
Yes. yes.
For a multi-directed production coming up.
Yes.
A musical will be the next one. We are less than 2 months away.
It's 6 weeks. It's exactly 6 weeks. I counted it.
So that's why I was freaking out in November. I was like, oh, we got to get these this going.
Yeah. So you've been doing at the same time. This has been happening. And you've been on stage. You've also been...
Yes, so co-starring in Miss Holmes and then there's three directors. So thank goodness, like the last couple weeks, Christopher Levi is one of our directors, Amy Oakley Runyon is one of our directors, and they have been taking most of the load for me because I've been busy with Miss Holmes, but I know they just had their first off-book rehearsal on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it went. I wasn't there. But
I was told it went well.
So yeah, I'm sure it did.
So and the big thing for Susical they'll need to remember is we are talking very few spoken lines, a lot of music.
And most of the spoken lines are in the middle of a song. So there's still music going on. It's just spoken, like there's like a tiny bit of dialogue between songs sometimes, but it's mostly just like an operetta. It's just music.
It's and the music is the epitome of a musical.
The music is so fun. Kids and adults and like everyone's gonna love it.
This is the big thing on this one is it is coming up basically end of February. The last weekend.
Yeah. Well, 7th, 28th, headed into 1st, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yep. So two weekends again.
Yep.
But a lot of performances.
Yes.
Six at least.
Before every performance is going to be a birthday party. So we're doing birthday party for Dr. Seuss and for the theater because we turn 50 this year.
Okay.
And Dr. Seuss turns like 120 or something this year. So two big milestone birthdays. So we're going to have like a carnival games, carnival food, raffles. So I think like an hour before or so each show, we're going to have that. So
yep,
it'll be
more
really
particulars
fun.
As we... Well, let me look at my calendar here. When we do the February one, it should have most of the details wrapped
up. Yeah, and they mostly are. I just don't know them off the top of my head. But it is really, really super fun. I mean, it'll be enjoyable for all ages. Like, everyone's going to have a great time.
And then we have a two-month break before Night Night Roger Rogers. So, yep. Hey!
Much needed.
Much needed two-month break. Okay. Oh, my Lord.
But this is big. Again, for those that don't know, Susical is a... I call it Susical the Musical.
That's what it's called.
It's a big cast.
The 24 people, I think, in the cast.
It's not the number I'd want to touch.
And and it's lucky that we have three directors. Christopher and I are both experienced in directing. It's Amy's first time, but she has really taken the lead in it, actually. And she knows what she wants. She knows the show back up and down, left and right. Like, she is like, all right, we're doing this way. You know, whatever. But
she's seen enough production. She knows how it goes.
Yes, because of her daughter.
Her daughter's in everything.
Yeah, and her daughter actually is playing JoJo as well
in
this show. And she's the choreographer. So they're very heavily involved.
So good. Well, I mean, we like that because just like Kelsey stepping up to direct.
Mm-hmm. We love our first-time directors. Yeah.
And try to make it a good experience so they come back again.
Yeah. See, and Amy got lucky. Amy got lucky because her co-directors are still around.
That's true. Yeah, and
Brandon did make it to opening night, though.
He did,
yes. And he was very pleased.
Yes.
So and I did well, apparently.
Christopher has directed musicals, but Amy and I had not. My show I directed last year was two years ago. That was a drama, so no music in that. So it's been kind of crazy. I've been in a lot of musicals myself, so I have experience. We also have like a lot of musical talented people, two music teachers in the cast. So it's been awesome and very like a team effort for sure. And it's coming together. Like I got goosebumps at the table read. They were singing together for the first time. I was like, you guys were at different auditions and you're harmonizing already?
Yeah.
You just met today.
That's a big thing for
it's
it, too.
It's crazy.
You know, you did it right.
I know. Like, I was just, I'm still blown away every single rehearsal, so.
Well, we got a lot of work going on yet for that to get everything done because, I mean, so they learned this, but singing and dancing all at the same time, that's not easy to do.
We're just finishing focusing on the music. So we've just been sitting down or standing, but literally not moving doing this lyrics, figuring out where you go in the music, where your harmonies are, stuff like that. And then now we're starting blocking and choreography.
Yeah, and now once you get done with...
Once we strike with our set, they'll build musicals.
Be able to start building that set.
Then we can actually start to, like, you know, figure out where we're going to be and all that fun stuff. We have an idea, but it's good to have actual physical...
We're striking the afternoon after our matinee, so...
Yep.
Well, the big thing is we got to get done with this... The last two performances.
Can't look too far ahead.
It's going to be on Friday, Friday night at 7 o'clock, and on Saturday afternoon, a matinee at 2 o'clock. Boone Community Theater, 711 Story Street. If you happen to walk by, you can look right in the front window and actually
see. Provided they're not foggy.
Yeah.
It's a big old picture of me and Jessica on the... Yeah. On the door, so you can look at our beautiful faces. Yes. We look very hot in that.
It's going to be there, and you can get your tickets at the door. Don't count on Saturdays
Saturday unless you buy it online.
So go online, booncommunitytheater.org. That's an easy way to do it.
Yes, and you can see availability online, too. Like, once you click the link, you can see if there's tickets left and how many and stuff. So
and things like that. And once again, two-sided thrust?
Two-sided thrust. It's a triangular thrust.
Yeah, it's a different viewing experience than a lot of people are used to, and a lot of actors are used to as well.
So. Yeah, and I got to say, you had told me it's longer, so plan accordingly.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of scenes, as you said, a lot of different scenes in each act.
Yeah, but they're shorter scenes for the most part, so it's not like it's dragging on.
And it's
on
interspersed
and on.
With the longer ones. The longer ones are usually either right at the beginning or right at the end. Yeah. There's very few in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's thankfully.
And a lot of it, it's just so intelligently written and so witty, and it's just so much fun. Like, there's so many funny parts. So
can you show them some of your German?
My German.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Oh, pretty good. Okay, I see how it is. Es sagt, dass ganz behete wird. Sie zu können lernen. Aber hat gedacht, dass sie später von ankommen werden. That's my first German line. Now, if you speak German, do you know what I said? Because hopefully I said it correctly enough that you could understand what I'm saying.
Do you know what you said?
Yes. I said...
Anyway, that's part of it. That's a very important part of... And I got to say...
In Act 2, yes, it is.
There is some German. I did not know this when I got the part. And so I got the script and I read it. I was like, what is this? This is not English.
Yeah, I handed her a script before the table read even happened. And she goes... She texts me later and goes, Kelsey, you didn't tell me I'd have to learn German for this. And I was like, you don't really have to.
Just learn the lines.
You're pretending to be German.
Yes, but I had to learn how they talk and how, you know, because it's a lot different than how we talk, obviously.
Oh, yeah. On top of
being an English lady.
Yeah, yeah. So British accent, the whole show, and then the German accent, and then the German lines, so it's just all the things. But it's really fun.
You need to be there to see why that happens.
Yes.
Amen.
For those that have already seen it, don't tell them.
But it's really
spoilers.
Fun. No spoilers,
or I will come hunt you down.
Oh gosh, I don't want that.
I will say it was very entertaining, and once again, two performances left. So folks, sign up for it. Kelsey, good job on your first directing effort. At least this point, if they all hold together for these next two.
Then I'm pretty sure I'll be a shoo-in to direct another thing. So
we'll be fine.
Anyway, this puts us, again, once you're done with these two, halfway through your season. So pretty good. And again, check the front when you come in for the bricks on the wall.
Yes.
And
yes.
Feel free to
help
support Boone Community Theater.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, we love our patrons. Yes. Appreciate you all.
We love you all dearly. Thank you.
And to the Mucky Duck for the high tea.
Yes.
Thank you, Mucky Duck. Go.
Thank you, Marcus.
Yes, go eat some beautiful and food and tea there, please.
And alcohol. They do that.
Okay, well,
I'll be there today then. Let's go now.
All right.
All right.
Bang. Boone Community Theater, two performances of Miss Holmes left. And like I said, once you guys get going, you really kind of get in this. You and Jessica have done really well.
It helps that we're really good friends.
I'm not going to spoil, but what did you think of the reveal at the end? Did you see it coming?
Towards the end, I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could.
So that's
I could
good.
See.
Good.
I could see what was happening, but
it was leading up to it.
Okay. So. I'm
good.
Going.
But not until then.
What happened there?
But not until then.
So yeah. Not until that.
Good. No, it was the good. It was a good production.
Good.
Come and see it, folks. Once again, Miss Holmes at Boone Community Theater, 711 Story Street in Boone. Friday night at 7, Saturday matinee at 2. And then start making your plans to get tickets for Seussical.
Yeah. Online tickets should be up soon, and they're going to go quickly. We're already expecting that.
I'm pretty sure they will.
They will.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thanks for joining us this month.